This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are David Wright, Extension Agronomist for the University of Florida. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The price, even at the end of harvest in 2010, was near $1.50 a pound. So a lot of growers were going to increase the amount of cotton acreage. And they did, but the price kept going up to almost $2.27 a pound. And that created even more excitement because that was going on just prior to planting, and it really resulted in a large increase in number of acres planted from the previous year.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Southeast in general was hot and dry. The Mid-South, a lot of the season, they had adequate moisture. They did have extreme heat late in the season. Then the Southwest, they were hot and dry most of the entire season. So yes, there were differences. The Mid-South had almost average yields. Southeast was close to having average yields. The Southwest yields were definitely lower than normal.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Cotton prices since that point have continued to decline, so the interest this year is not what it was last year. Unless there are higher prices, I think that, you know, the acreage will decline. Prices could turn around some, but I don't see them going back up anywhere near where they were last year at this time.